Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. Today's episode will be related to a special date. January 20 is the International Acceptance of Disability Day, a topic that I care about and that I've talked last year. Go listen to episode 9 of season 1. Acceptance should be seen as a valuable social awareness towards people, including the one with disability. Acceptance leads to inclusion, and the story of Annie Hopkins and her 3E Love Foundation should be considered as a reference point. This year, I want to talk about something more specific: cerebral palsy. In the beginning, I was not sure how to structure this episode, but I was inspired by the story of Marta Kupo, known on social media as Imartuccia09. She's a disabled Italian girl who will turn 15 in April, and her everyday life is filmed by her mother Paola, who wanted to show how important it is to accept disability. The family shows their unstoppable dynamic accepting the condition of Marta. In my opinion, sometimes the mother has a huge attention-seeking behavior. But whatever. I realized how many people were curious and sometimes making weird, stupid questions that this is why disability should be introduced more often in our lives. But maybe you don't know anything about this specific condition. Let's explain in general what it's about. Cerebral palsy is a neurological disorder that appears in infancy or early childhood and permanently affects body movement and muscles. This is due to an abnormal brain development, often during pregnancy. Some may walk and some others need assistance, as Marta, but it depends. In general, people affected may have troubles with movements and coordination, such as exaggerated reflexes, floppy or rigid limbs and trunk as well, irregular posture, an unsteady walk, high muscle imbalance, and muscle stiffness. All these characteristics may be improved, but as I said, it is a neurological disorder in which brain damage does not worsen, but the symptoms over time may stabilize, including a cognitive impairment. There are 3 different kinds of cerebral palsy depending on which part of the brain is damaged, but I don't want to go into details. However, as I said, there are some cases in which the person suffers from cognitive impairment, meaning they may have delays in speech development and trouble eating, speaking, learning, and swallowing. I can suggest a website in which, if you are really interested, you can look for more information: www.cerebralpalsy.com. In literature, there were not so many disability representations in general, and even about cerebral palsy. One written by non-disabled people doesn't portray very well the condition. I have an example in my mind, and it is the protagonist of the young adult fantasy trilogy written by Bridget Cameron, The Curse Breakers, which is the revisitation of the Beauty and the Beast tale. The protagonist is Harper, who is affected by cerebral palsy, and she shares her condition immediately. She's pulled into a magical realm called Amberfall, right after trying to save a stranger on the streets of Washington, D.C., breaking a curse and 2 possible love interests for the protagonist. On one side, the cursed prince, Ren, and on the other side, Gray, the guard commander. Even if the plot was predictable, the beauty is pictured as a young woman with physiological or physical problem and not the usual character with a good appearance. Still, to be honest, she can make things that most of the people affected by the condition can only dream of. I'll read how she explains her condition at the end of chapter 9 of the first novel called A Curse So Dark and Lonely. "I have cerebral palsy," she said quietly. "Do you know what it is?"
"No."
"Something went wrong when I was born. The cord was wrapped around my neck and I got stuck in the birth canal. I didn't get enough air. It causes problems in the brain. Some muscles don't develop the right way." She stopped. "But I sense there is more, so I wait. It affects everyone differently," she says. "Some people can't walk, or they can't speak, or they have to use a wheelchair. I was a lot worse off when I was younger, so I had to have surgery to correct my left leg. I still have trouble with balance, and I walk with a limp, but I'm really lucky." As she said, this condition hits people in many different ways, and she's not influenced by it, because it belongs to her life routine. This is a good message to send. And this reminds me as well of a duology written by Sharon M. Draper, Out of My Mind and Out of My Heart. Both novels follow the story of Melody Brooks, a 10-year-old girl who refuses to be defined by cerebral palsy. But the truth is that disability doesn't define a person, but it is a part of the identity of that person. Should be accepted. Somehow it is really difficult to know what is really the point of view of a disabled person when it was written by someone who doesn't live with a disability. So I tried to find some memoir and true stories about someone living with cerebral palsy. The Unlikely Ballerina, written by Denise Lanes, is a novel that I am considering reading. I titled this episode Inclusivity because it's important that everyone feels welcomed, valued, and respected, no matter how they look or they are. We are in a phase in which, through social media, we are trying to create an environment where everyone can be themselves and contribute their own perspective and talents. Remember, we are different and unique. We should accept ourselves and others as well beyond what they appear. Because sometimes a disabled person sees things beautifully and simply, enjoying more the small things and the moments that we cannot. Therefore, I think that we can learn more if we accept the condition of others without judgment. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.